Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. I want to invite all of you to join me on a pilgrimage this year. From March 23rd to the 29th, I'm going to lead a group to Medjugorje, where Our Lady appears on the 25th of each month. This will be a fantastic immersion into the appearances of the Mother of God and what she's saying today, right during Lent. And then also, I'd like to invite you to join me for a pilgrimage to the Holy Land, May 1st through the 11th. Jerusalem is as safe as any city in the world. And every Christian should go to the Holy Land once in their lifetime and walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and click on pilgrimages to find all the details. And finally, I want to invite you to join us this Tuesday in our community space on our app for Tuesdays with Troy. Dr. Troy will answer all your questions regarding how to learn to pray in a more effective and powerful way and really live your meditation. And he'll take all your questions and comments live. So just turn on your notifications or log into the app at 6:30 p.m. Central this Tuesday to join Troy live. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Yes, I am grateful that thousands upon thousands of people listen to this Daily Rosary podcast. But listeners is not the goal. Your transformation and mine, that's the goal. Our holiness is the goal. Holiness has two parts. God comes to dwell in our soul, giving us a real participation in his divine life. That happens primarily through baptism and the Eucharist. And then we are gradually changed from vice to virtue, from selfishness to love. Now the Rosary is supposed to be a meditation on the Word of God, and not just a repetition of words while the mind wanders. And Catholic meditation is about conversion. Conversion means changing from bad sinful habits, vice, to good habits, virtue. We meditate so God can change us. The meditations on this Rosary podcast are not spiritual entertainment. They're not meant to inspire you or impress you or simply give you something to think about. They're meant to change you. Here is the fundamental truth of the spiritual life. We are not changed by insight, but by repeated concrete acts. Truth only transforms us when it's practiced day after day until it becomes a habit. And every human life is being formed by habits. Repeated bad actions become vices, and vices make us vicious. They make us restless, unhappy, and eventually miserable. Whereas repeated good actions become virtues, and virtues make us peaceful, flexible, generous, joyful, beautiful human beings who reflect Christ that other people want to be around. But the fact is, no one stays the same. If we're not intentionally forming good habits, then we are being deformed by bad ones. Catholic meditation exists for this reason: to let the Word of God confront our lives, convict us to stop bad actions, and then inspire us to practice good ones until we make them habits, that is, virtues. And this is how we convert from selfishness to love. This is how moral conversion happens. This is how holiness happens, slowly and concretely. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. World without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. So, if I don't want you to listen, what do I want you to do? Catholic meditation always follows a simple, demanding pattern. Read, reflect, resolve. The first step is to read or listen to something from the Word of God. That's what we try to give you before each decade. And then, when something strikes you, pay attention, because that is where God is addressing you today. Then reflect or think about what struck you. Try to understand it. Apply it to your life by asking, am I living this or not? And then try to see the gap between what Jesus is saying and how you are living. What is preventing you from living this? What bad action? Pride or vanity, envy, anger, greed, lust, what? And then practically, what am I going to do about it today? What good action am I going to practice today? That's the resolution. We choose one concrete good action and practice it deliberately today. Because listening to God means doing what He tells us. Without a resolution, meditation remains incomplete. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Meditation isn't complete until it leads to a practical resolution. Something specific we will do today to live more faithfully God's word. Meditation forms convictions in the heart, but it must move to action. As St. James says, we are called to be doers of the word, not hearers only. And Jesus himself warned that only those who do the will of the Father will enter the kingdom of heaven. So a resolution isn't just a good wish. It's a concrete action. For example, today I will avoid gossip by speaking kindly or remaining silent. Or, today I will not give in to anxiety, but entrust my concerns to God. A good resolution is simple, concrete, and realistic. With a daily resolution, good actions become habits that turn into virtues, making us more like Christ. Without a daily resolution, bad actions become habits as well. They turn into vices, making us more vicious over time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. So let's practice Catholic meditation together. Listen carefully to this single line from Jesus. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Listen to it again. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. What struck you? Was it judging, condemning, or forgiving? Do you feel resistance to any of these? Do specific people or situations immediately come to mind? That reaction's not accidental. It's where God is addressing you today. So ask yourself honestly, where am I judging others? In my thoughts, words, tone? Where am I condemning? Labeling people? Writing people off? Replaying their faults? From whom am I withholding forgiveness? And why? Is it pride, self-righteousness, anger, woundedness, or simply the desire, the need to be right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Reflection is meant to lead to action, to a resolution. Choose one concrete act flowing from this gospel to practice today. Today I will not speak negatively about one specific person, even if others do. Today, when I feel the urge to judge, I'll choose silence instead of commentary. Or today, I'll stop replaying one offense, and I will pray for that person. Today, I will refuse to label or write someone off, even interiorly, and I'll treat them with basic respect. We have to choose something, and then we have to practice it deliberately today. Because if you practice judgment, you become more judgmental. But if you practice mercy, then you become more merciful. No one stays the same. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
You know, at first I thought, that's so nice that we're doing a meditation on having a resolution, but how do you have a resolution on a meditation about having a resolution? And A, you gave some really great resolutions at the end, so thank you. But also I realized that just from the content of this meditation, I realized how much we do passively right now. I think we watch television passively. Storytelling is kind of passive in the sense that you're listening or you're watching or you're reading, but it's not meant to be passive. It is meant to change you. Conversations aren't meant to be passive. They're meant to change you. Even listening to a podcast, I don't think all podcasts are bad. I think it's good to have good content and to learn from educational podcasts. But to a degree, you can just listen to a lot of things. And instead of having a conversation with someone in front of you, you listen more. You listen to things on your phone or listen to things in the background. So really, like, immediately my thought was I need to assess my life and the things I'm doing passively, because nothing should be done passively. Even when you're tired, choosing to read a book is something that you might pick up one meaningful line that really transforms your day or how you think. And everything, even when you're tired, can be an active process.
Yeah. And if you're too tired, you just need to take a nap.
Yeah, you're telling me. But what made you choose a meditation like this right now?
Really, three things. First, honestly, just reflecting on my thoughts and my words and my actions that are bad and realizing I need to change. So I'm not being intentional enough about my meditation.
Yeah, when you know you have the habit of prayer and you're still not seeing change, that's definitely the thing to assess. I feel that all the time.
And then I heard someone shared with me, two different people shared with me two instances that really cut me to the heart. One, I have a friend who is a physical therapist for a group of nuns.
Wow.
Old nuns.
Uh-huh.
And she said, one nun will come in and rip apart her other sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next nun will come in, they're one by one, and rip apart the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And she listens to this every day and is scandalized.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me, I thought they were supposed to be women of prayer.
Yeah.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing that's happening to me.
Yeah.
We're not being deliberate about our meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then another friend shared with me about a person who actually listens to this podcast every day, and she and her husband are going through a terrible divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, neither one are really putting into practice the meditations.
Yeah.
And I was personally convicted that I need to get serious about my meditation, meaning I need to seriously practice.
Yeah.
And so I want to do a whole series this month.
I think it's necessary.
On all of us really doing meditation rather mm-hmm. than just listening.
Yeah. I was just so shocked that you did this meditation right now, because we've been doing this podcast for so long, and this seems both so obvious, and yet I don't know why I'd never consider doing a meditation on this, that there's so much to reflect on just with those 5 points. And it feels like the core of our mission. And so I was both shocked that it hadn't happened sooner and that it just hadn't crossed my mind at all.
It is at the core of our mission, because at the heart of our mission is our personal transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the process.
Yeah, that it's good to listen. It's not enough to listen.
It's not enough to listen. Either I put this into practice and become more virtuous, or I don't, and I will become more vicious. It always struck me that the root of vicious is vice.
It's even, you see this in the secular world, that plenty of people watch health bloggers constantly without changing their life. People watch videos about working out and they don't work out. And it's just as easy to pray and to think about virtue and never do it.
Yeah.
But you feel like you've done it.
Yeah.
So thank you for checking us all on that. I think this was necessary.
Well, it's not for you guys. It's just so that I will change.
And that we'll keep you to it.
Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.